Hello, everyone. It's a new year, a new day, a new dawn. 2015's upon you.
2015 is part of your life now.
It's all upon you.
It's all up in you.
It's all upon you.
All up in you.
Did we mention it's a new year?
I don't think if we haven't, then people don't know.
Yeah, I don't think we did because I think we did a Star World and a Batman episode.
This is our first regular episode of 2015. For those who didn't know, it's 2015, the year.
And it's so 2000 late?
What?
Is it 2000 late? What's 2008?
What is that?
You know, the Fergalicious?
Oh.
You so 2008, you so 2000 late. You've heard of it.
No, I have not heard of
Black Eyed Peas?
The Soup? The Soup?
Man, you really are 2000 late.
What do you mean?
That's what they say.
Who says that?
You know, a Fergalicious.
Is that a Sesame Street character?
Yeah.
She's one of the
Muppets.
She's a Muppet?
She's a Snuffleupagus. All right, guys. It's going to be a free-for-all episode here. There's lots to talk about.
You know what it is.
There's no reason to get into some kind of top five or anything like that today.
Snuffleupagus.
Put two Fs in there. Snuffleupagus.
Oh,
snuggle up, I guess. Hey,
about
movie news.
I've got. There's a lot of things.
There's tons of stuff to
there's
talk about.
There's a lot.
Man.
There's a lot.
I'm gonna kick out this cord. I need my foot over. Okay.
I gotta say, I'm excited. It feels like forever since we've recorded.
It really does, and it feels like forever since we've done just like let's talk about some stuff.
Hey,
episode.
Let's talk about some you things. Know?
Like, let's just talk about what's going on these days.
Let's just talk about current events, current news, things like that.
I have a list here, but it's not like it's very broad things.
Yeah, I've got a lot of stuff.
I'd say these three are all movie things.
I do have a few. There's movie stuff, and I have a few things that are specifically Star Wars related. So maybe we can kind of lump the Star Wars items in a.
All right, let's start there.
You want to start with Star Wars?
Because I have a couple of... I have one thing that's comic book related.
Star Wars.
I have a couple things toy related, and then I have a few things movie related.
Are those all Star Wars?
Overlap.
Are those all Star Wars?
I don't have anything Star Wars on here.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, well. Well, Peter Mayhew was in the hospital was the first thing. I had this written down last week when we were supposed to record.
Yeah, he had pneumonia. Yeah.
So, well wishes to Peter Mayhew. I don't know if he's recovered yet or what. I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I hope he's...
They probably aren't going to report when he's recovered. They're only going to report the bad part of it. And so...
He just had that knee replacement surgery to get back into the films. It would be a shame if this kind of knocked him out.
As far as I understand, it's difficult to get recovered from that at his age. So, I was a little concerned for him. But, so anyway, that happened. Here's something.
I do have something about Star Wars as well.
You do?
Yeah.
That was a trick Star Wars. I'm not getting into Star Wars.
Oh, well, I do want to say something about Star Wars then.
Let's go with Star Wars.
And I mentioned this to you here, but isn't it crazy how we're constantly hearing casting announcements from Star Wars?
Yeah.
When the filming is already done?
Filming is wrapped, yeah.
Yeah, I keep hearing like, oh, this person's in Star Wars. Here's some casting news from Star Wars to Force Awakens.
This person just joined
here's
Star
casting
Wars.
News. What?
They did.
That's done filming. How is this news? Okay.
It's news
that's fine.
It,
I guess they're keeping things on
it's
wraps.
It's news if it just happened, but I wonder how is it just now...
Exactly. How is it just now being found out?
Or...
I guess they're really keeping things on wraps. Female stormtrooper they're talking about now.
Oh, really?
For the film, yeah. That's a rumor that's flying around now.
I'm sure.
There's another rumor flying around that Michael Fassbender might be playing Boba Fett in the spinoff movie.
Yeah, that was one of my items.
You said you didn't have any of Star Wars for real.
I do, but I was going to skip them at the moment.
I was confused.
Okay, so yeah, Fassbender. We just heard that today. It's a rumor.
Yeah, it's a rumor.
I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about it, honestly. I like Michael Fassbender a lot.
I do, too.
I think he's a great actor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that Boba Fett needs a great actor.
I don't either.
And if it's him, it's going to mean that he's not in the helmet very much at all.
Exactly.
And
I'd prefer a helmeted Boba Fett the entire movie, like Judge Dredd was in the latest Judge Dredd film. I think that's his face. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that helmet is the face.
Right.
You don't need to see what's underneath it.
And I'm sure that Fassbender would. I'm sure that Fassbender would put 110% into it and all that. But this is a role they want to put Colin Farrell in everything.
Yeah.
Put him in that.
Go ahead. That way, you don't see his face.
Give Colin Farrell that role so he can have something that is like a seminal role.
Give
because
that to him.
Otherwise, I don't know who is he.
Colin Farrell.
Yeah, I can't picture him. He's a no. He's.
You know what they might as well do? They might as well throw a Baldwin in there.
Throw a Baldwin in the suit.
Put a Baldwin in that suit.
You know what? Give him a jet.
Gavin Baldwin's been looking for work for a while now.
Gavin Baldwin.
Get Gavin Baldwin in there.
That's
you
right.
know?
Yeah.
Why not? I would watch a Boba Fett movie starring Gavin Baldwin.
Give a Baldwin the role.
Put a Baldwin in that suit.
The other thing, everybody loves Boba Fett. I know.
Everybody does.
If they just make it like, here's like an action film, I guess that's fine. I don't want to drum up any sympathy for Boba Fett.
I don't either.
I don't need to know. They already tried.
It should be very much like A Man with No Name or something like that. Or
yeah,
treat it
like
that.
A Western.
Yeah.
It would be great.
Him on a hunt would be fine with me.
Just him on a hunt, yeah.
Yeah, don't make me feel for the character or,
I don't need
or
to
expect
know about,
some kind of emotional development out of him
he's
or something
gotta,
like
he's
that.
He's got to do this bounty because his grandmother needs a spacewalker, and he's got to save up for that. And he was mistreated as a kid and all this
That's
stuff.
Why Dredd works so. I hate to go back to Dredd again, but that's why Dredd works so well. That Dredd movie.
Don't be sorry to go back to that.
It's because it's just Dredd doing a day in the life of Dredd, like just him doing what he's doing, without going too much into this is what motivates the character, right. And this is his backstory, and this is this, and this is that. It was just like here's a day in the life of being Dredd, and that's it.
For certain things, that's what exactly it should be, and that's what I liked about that movie. It was just like we're not gonna. You know, you're not going
to
get into his psychological
profile
and
no
all this stuff.
To do
he's
that.
He's a he's
this
a tough
is who
dude.
He is.
He's
just,
a cop. He's, he
just watch this adventure for an hour.
So anyway, those are my thoughts as of yet, and it's just there's a lot of rumors going around about different casting and you know, they're just looking for anything Star Wars related that they can get out.
Yeah, every news site is willing to post
anything
that's Star Wars news.
Anything.
Will this person be this person in the film? Click the story to find out.
Right.
And then you don't find out anything.
Which brings me to my next point. I don't know.
I'm going to sneeze, I think, or burp, one of the two.
You better pick which one.
It was burp. Okay. It was definitely burp.
I don't know who else gets on Yahoo. That's my, like...
Nobody
That's,
does.
Like, my main site, you know. It's my search engine.
Yeah.
You know,
you don't like a Google.
That I use. I don't like a Google.
Mm.
Mm. Nah.
Nah.
I don't want to... Eh.
No thanks. Eh.
None of them are really great. Yeah. But anyway, I'm just used to Yahoo. So anyway, on Yahoo... They have these. They've gotten into this habit of putting up Star Wars related articles, and they'll say new image from the movie, new still from the movie leaked with this, and they'll say what's in it, like Darth Vader or whatever, and you're like, well, okay, and you click on it, and that's not in there. What is in there is this photograph of some guy dressed as Senator Palpatine. Walking
Star
with a bunch
Wars weekends or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, walking with a bunch of stormtroopers. It's daytime. There's like a fountain in the background. There's kids playing around them. What? Why is this?
Anything.
I understand that the photograph was taken initially. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why it's the only one that anybody wants to put in their.
Why not?
It's like getting Rickrolled.
Oh, it's definitely like getting
I got Rickrolled. Palpatine rolled.
Yeah, you got it Palpatine.
Several times with this
You got Jeff.
I got... who.
It's a prank, sweetie. Remember that? Jeff Bridges, the SNL skit? You've been Jeffed.
Forgot about that.
It's a
that.
Prank, sweetie.
speaking of Jeff Bridges, I'm going to get off of Star Wars for
okay.
a second.
Okay, talk about Jeff Bridges.
Speaking of
bit.
Jeff
take
Bridges.
Take a bridge over to Bridges.
I like Jeff Bridges.
I do, too. I
you,
love that
you
Jeff
know I like,
skit. You know I'll crack
I,
up
I
every
love
time
the Jeff
I watch
skit.
It. Yeah.
I love Tron.
Yeah, I loved Tron.
And Tron Legacy.
Yep. He was great in Iron Man.
He's great in Iron Man.
Yep.
And I know you don't, but I love the Big Lebowski.
I don't love the Big Lebowski.
But he's in this new... He just did RIPD.
Yeah.
Which flopped.
Yeah, it was...
They should have
so well.
Known that it would flop. And this is not...
You put... What, Ryan Reynolds is in that?
It doesn't matter.
When's the last time Ryan Reynolds was in a successful
It doesn't
film?
Matter who would be in that. Although Ryan Reynolds does seem to be sort of a curse.
These days, yeah.
But... But Jeff Bridges is in a new movie called Seventh Son.
Yikes.
It's a medieval-looking fantasy. It, It just looks poor. It just looks poor. It's like Jack the Giant Slayer. And I don't know why these companies keep putting money into these things. And this has been promoted.
Where's that money come from?
That movie's being promoted pretty heavily. I guess they're going for the Hunger Games crowd. They're trying to draw those people in.
I guess.
But they keep failing. They keep making these movies, and they just stink. They just stink
no
up
doubt.
The whole, and it's, I don't know why.
He's better than this. Jeff Bridges is better than
Jeff
this.
Jeff Bridges is better than this. And then they probably told him, like, hey, we got this great.
It's going to be great.
This is going to be great.
And they signed a contract,
this is gonna
and
be,
this is what it turned out to be.
This is
going to
be an epic adventure like Lord of the Rings. Have
sometimes
you ever,
those things happen.
Have you ever seen Lord of the Rings?
Have you ever seen Lord of the Ring?
And he said, yeah, I've seen a Lord of the Ring.
I've seen a ring. Maybe he's Jeffing himself.
Maybe he got Jeffed.
He got Jeffed.
To get in the film.
That's what happened.
Okay.
All right, so what do you want to talk about now? You talking about more movie stuff, or?
Let's see. I don't want to spend all the Ghostbusters stuff right now. I mean, there's a lot of... I mean, I said Ghostbusters, that's on here.
Yeah, that's Star, our movie list.
I meant
sure.
Star World.
Yeah. You want to use all that right now?
Actually, while I'm still talking about Seventh Son, I want to talk about Jupiter Ascending.
Whew.
Same thing.
I'm going to get you out of here.
Same thing.
That's my Turple Churnham's quote from the G.I. Joe film.
Carpal Tunnel.
It can be used in this film
Carpal
because
Tunnels.
He's flying around with Mila Kunovich.
On his rocket skates.
On his rocket skates. I'm going to get you out of here, Mila Kunovich. Yep. That's what he's doing.
Everybody knows this is going to be bad.
It looks horrible.
It looks horrible in the trailer.
It looks so bad.
It just looks bad.
My wife went out of her way to show me that trailer, to show me how bad it was. She doesn't really care about movies all that much.
Bobby hasn't seen many great films.
She hasn't.
So if she thinks that this looks bad.
She said you have to watch this trailer and then like brought it up on the TV to show me just how bad it looked. And it looks horrible. It looks really terrible. How do these movies get made? Hollywood is just a mess now. Nothing but bad movies getting made, reboots and remakes getting made, terrible comic films getting made, horrible choices being made. It's just, it's this downward spiral where it's just like, man, I gotta just like put a time stamp where it's like, anything movies after this, I probably won't watch anymore.
Just put whoever.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, too. Is the same
They're not throwing Baldwin's in anything anymore.
Where are the Baldwin's?
I don't even know.
You
when was last time you saw a Baldwin?
You wanna save a movie? Grab a
Baldwin in there.
Grab a Baldwin.
Grab the Baldwin's. Throw them in something.
I
know what.
That's the other thing with Fassbender is he's already been in Prometheus.
Yeah.
He's already been in X-Men.
Yeah. Does he need to be in another?
They only have like three guys.
Geek genre film
they have
or
like
whatever?
Three guys that they want to put
they're
in
the go-to dudes.
And I'd just like to see, something else. I don't know. Okay. I'll just get the last Star World out of the way.
Go ahead and get it done.
There was once again on Yahoo, an article with revealing that Ewan McGregor is unimpressed with the new lightsaber. First of all, it's not news.
No.
Second of all, were you expecting to impress Ewan McGregor, who has made three Star Wars films himself? Were you expecting to impress him with anything? He's not going to be impressed. He's in movies.
Yeah.
He's in movies.
He's made it pretty clear that he's not. I mean, in other interviews, it seemed like he had a sort of a tone that he's kind of done with Star Wars. Like it's he's not really interested in talking about Star Wars or anything like that anymore. Yeah. At least I could be wrong, but I thought I'd gleaned that from a couple of previous interviews with him.
Yeah.
So what then?
Yeah.
If you're talking to somebody that's really not that interested in Star Wars anymore, what does it matter what he thinks about it? He's already had his time with Star Wars. What does it even matter?
What do you ask him for?
Why are you asking him?
That's like another article. There's another article I saw that said Liam Neeson would be open to another role in Star being in a Star Wars movie. Of course he would.
Of course he would. It's
why
a role.
He's
doing anything now.
Why would Liam Neeson? He's done like seven movies in a row that are the same.
But do you really think in Episode 7 they're going, you know what we need right here? Qui-Gon Jinn.
Let's get a Qui-Gon.
Let's let Qui-Gons be bygones and get Liam and Neeson back into this film.
Put him in there.
But it's not going to happen.
It's not news
it's
that,
not.
That Liam Neeson would be open to getting back into one of the biggest movie franchises of all time and getting paid probably several million dollars.
That brings me to...
It's not something I need to hear.
I read the other day on Yahoo.
I already knew that without hearing it.
Yeah. The same vein here. I read on Yahoo, and I said this to you. Chris Hemsworth considers his Marvel movie contract a blessing.
Right.
You think so? Really?
Oh, really?
Oh, he's going to be in a bunch of multi-million dollar films, and it's a blessing?
You mean he was nobody? He's nobody before, and now he's comic book store?
What? Now people know who Chris Hemsworth is? He's got tons of money?
What?
Really? That's a blessing?
That's stupid.
You know what, Yahoo? Give me the news when an actor that's in those films considers it a curse, and it's horrible,
right,
being in these current giant films that made their careers.
Right.
When they come out and say that, then that'll be news. When Robert Downey Jr. comes out and says, Iron Man is the worst thing that's ever happened in my career.
Robin Donald.
This whole Marvel movie thing is horrendous. I can't believe I've done it. When that comes out, that's news. But when somebody's saying that they're getting paid millions of dollars, they get to be a huge star, they get to be in these giant movies, of course they're going to say, yeah, it's a blessing.
Yeah. This movie
stupid, man.
Oh, man.
My Marvel contract is a blessing. Stop the presses! Chris Hemsworth considers his Marvel contract a blessing! Copy?
That was Morse code.
Yeah.
Why don't you do one? I've got... All
right.
I've got several things. They're all movie-related.
Okay. I do want to say that, first of all, I want to mention really quick, happy belated birthday to Keaton. He just celebrated his 8th birthday last Saturday.
Happy birthday,
and
Keaton.
And so, even though he doesn't really listen to the show, Blaze always wanted to listen to the show. Keaton's kind of young, and he doesn't really... get into it that much yet.
I
but maybe
wouldn't.
One day he'll
I
go
would.
Back and
he
listen
won't.
To these.
He won't.
He probably
I
won't. Won't.
I wouldn't go back.
But this was his 8th birthday. It was all apes all day. He loves the Planet of the Apes movies. And it was like an all apes day. He came up with all these different monkey-related things to do, like monkey bread for breakfast and going to this like gymnasium thing and monkeying around and Little Caesar's pizza from like Caesar from Planet of the Apes. And
did you get the monkeys in a barrel and play with those?
No, we didn't do that. Didn't do that. But we had banana and peanut butter sandwiches for lunch, and that was delicious.
What were those for?
What's that?
The monkeys in a barrel. What do you do with those?
They like their arms hooked together, and you got to see how many you could hook out of the barrel.
Okay.
Not very fun.
Okay.
Not very fun.
I never knew. I never officially played.
Yeah. So
it doesn't seem. It doesn't seem fun.
Not fun. It's not fun.
I was always trying to unhook them. I pull one out and say, "Well, this is hanging on to another."
I'll just play with this guy
one.
By himself. You know, I just want one monkey.
Just hanging on to another.
Okay. On my list, I have the Marvel Comics is kind of announced that they are doing a company-wide reset new universe thing, much like DC did with the New 52 a few years back.
Okay.
After the Secret War thing, it's the all-new Marvel, where it'll kind of combine the Marvel Universe, the Ultimate Universe, and change around a bunch of things. I'm sure the movie universe will be more spun into the characters and things like that, but it's basically a reset, a reboot of Marvel's comics. And I've made it no secret that I'm not a fan of DC's New 52, and I don't think it was necessary for them to do a New 52.
Mm.
In Marvel's case, I think it's very necessary for them to do this reboot. I mean, Spider-Man is ruined as a character. You can't do it. X-Men is way too convoluted and way too much of a mess. The Avengers is all over the place. You got characters they're changing to female just to change the female. They've got characters they're changing this way and that just to make them more relevant and interesting. And meanwhile, the movies have set kind of this stage where it's like, here's a pared-down version of the character, and it's super successful, and people want that. They want to go to see these big, giant Marvel movies. They go to the comic shop, and it's unrecognizable. You can't even come close to figuring out what's going on with Thor if you liked Thor in the movies. Or if you watched Captain America, you can't come in and do that. If you liked the Spider-Man films, you can't come in and do that. It's just a mess. So in this case, I am thankful that Marvel's going to try this, that they're going to try and make this work. They did this thing a couple years back called Marvel Now, where it's going to be like a new jumping on point. And that was well handled. I was enjoying a lot of those books. But then they started to fall into the same traps where it was like, okay, well, now it's unreadable to a new person again. And it was still kind of trapped by a lot of those stories that made it a convoluted mess in the first place. So I'm interested to see what happens here.
I would like to
I'm
see
interested in this reset.
Maybe a reset. Some short, hey, here's a 4-book.
Yeah.
Series, and this is it. Or
I will
something.
Be interested to see if they really kind of get it back down to the essence of these characters,
yeah.
Or if this will be an opportunity to, it could go either way. It'll either be a well done where it's kind of like the movies have done, kind of get it back down to the essence of what it is, or it'll be taken as an opportunity to do more. I don't know the right way to say this. I guess. Where they're trying to get publicity, where it's like, okay, we're creating Captain America, or let's say Iron Man, but Iron Man is going to be a Hispanic character now.
Right.
Or we're going to create Jean Grey, but now this time around she's going to be an African American female. Right. Where it's going to be like, oh, okay, well, what you're doing here is you're just doing a publicity stunt, but you're not actually trying to get it back down to what these characters originally were,
right?
And their essence of those characters.
Just
so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah,
it could go either way, but it is interesting to hear, and I do like that they're making this move.
So what happens with everything that they've already done? Like, they already made some major changes.
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Like with Thor, you're talking about with Thor and
with
like Falcon, Captain America,
yeah, Falcon,
and stuff like that.
And,
I would assume that'll be done. Because it's supposedly, everything that happened before, it's gone.
Oh,
it's
a straight up reboot. They just started some of those.
Yeah, no, both of those things are brand new. And I don't know when the decision was made that Secret Wars would turn into this, the company-wide reboot. But I'll be happy to see those things gone.
Secret World.
Yeah, it's a Secret World. So that was what I wanted to say about that. You want me to do a couple more things? Or you want to move
on?
Yeah,
you could do another thing.
I have two little toy things that I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Mattel's CEO abruptly resigned.
I knew we wanted to talk about this.
Right before Toy Fair, which is like crazy for the CEO of this company to just resign right before Toy Fair. Mm. And it was one of the reasons was this huge drop in sales between this holiday season and last holiday season. It was something crazy, like 59% or something like that. And you can't think that the last year's sales were all that strong. They probably were down from the year before. And, you know, I look at Mattel and I'm like, yeah, that company's a mess. I would jump ship too.
No wonder.
Something will have to happen. Their online store is a joke.
Yeah.
They are the worst about handling their own licenses. They are the worst about handling licenses that they acquire. Their prices are ridiculous compared to some other companies that are putting out the same kind of product at a much higher quality. Yeah. They're just a mess.
They seem pretty bad with customer service.
Oh, they're horrible. It's just like everything across the board. It's like, man, how are you the number one toy company when everything you do is pretty much crap?
Who said they're number one?
I think they were. I think Lego just knocked them out or something like that. Okay. But for the longest time, Mattel's been number one. And that has a lot to do with Hot Wheels and Barbie.
Yeah.
But those aren't what they used to be either.
Right.
But when you look at stuff that NECA is doing at an under $20 price point,
yeah,
and then you look at the same stuff that Mattel is doing for that same price point, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
How are these so much better from the smaller company when these look like garbage?
Yeah, we talked about already, the Superpowers figures they made.
What a joke, man.
With the retro card backs and everything, all reused parts, reused sculpts, in some cases.
Reused card art.
Simply repainted figures. Yeah, reused card art from that some other company did.
Designed, yeah. They did all that.
And they're $30?
$30. $30.
How?
What's Mitzelplick, that little PVC figurine.
What's that, Mattel?
Is $30? Really?
That's crazy. Also, there's anything else that they have out. They put out those Batman figures, those movie figures.
Yeah.
Like we talked about, the Keaton Batmans. I got one.
The distribution is horrible.
The distribution seemed bad. I only saw one without the mask, and I think that's one that you had. I didn't even saw one in stores. Tons of Zods everywhere.
Tons of Zods.
And I saw Superman once.
I saw Superman once. I saw Catwoman once.
Yeah.
I take that back. I saw Catwoman twice, and I saw Superman twice. Superman at the same time.
Yeah.
And then I saw Superman one time by himself in a Meijer, and I saw Catwoman one time by herself at Toys R Us. Right. And that's back when she was $14.99 at Toys R Us. I'm paying $14.99 for that figure. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
When you have the main villain to Superman, and you can't get Superman in the stores, yeah, you're not going to sell many Zods when nobody has Superman to go with him.
Right.
That's just dumb.
Right.
Their distribution is horrible. Their decisions, I just don't get this company. Is this your first year making toys that you... Really think these are the right moves?
You would think. You would think that every company really should have certain things down.
Yeah.
Don't pack a case with, you know, 8-to-1 bad guys.
Yeah, nobody's going
to
buy all those.
To the main character or whatever.
It seems like they would have learned that a long time ago.
Yeah.
But no,
Nah, let's do it. People love Zod.
People love Zod. People have wanted a Zod in 3¾ scale for a
people
long time.
People are talking about Superman too much.
People like the villains. They like the bad guys.
They want to get the bad guys.
They want the bad guys.
I'll tell you what. I don't get bad guys.
I know you hate the bad guys.
I don't get bad guys. For my collections.
But I can't stop applauding NECA and what they do.
Yeah.
Because they're getting awesome licenses that you sometimes wouldn't even think that it would be a success as much as it is. and just doing such an amazing job with it
right.
that it turns into these huge successes. Like the Predators line, we talked about this a bunch of times. That's a huge line, and you wouldn't think that it could become such a huge line, but it has, and it's huge, man.
And once again, for the price point being, you know, $16, $15, $18, that's what those three and three quarter, I mean, that's what you're just talking about.
Yeah.
Those three and three quarter figures being that doesn't, something ain't stirring the Kool-Aid, man.
Something's not right. When that's their new Hulk Hogan figure is $30 retail.
The Hawk.
$30. That's a new head on the same exact wrestling bodies.
Yeah, you're using those same...
You're using that same wrestling body again.
Same wrestling body again.
You don't have any new cost in this thing except for
nah,
that head.
Nah.
Meanwhile, you go over to what NECA's doing and get an amazing RoboCop for $19. You know? That's just...
All new.
Crazy, man.
So that's crazy.
Yeah.
I guess real quick, while we're on toys, they showed some new Star Wars 5 points.
Yeah.
They look great. They're from Endor. It's got Luke, Han, and Leia.
So cool.
I can't wait to get them. My one thing, I love this line. I know other people don't love it. You can hate me for it, or you can whatever, let bygones be bygones. Let Qui-Gons be bygones.
Let Qui-Gons be bygones.
I don't care. I love it. This is my dream line that I'm getting. Okay, except once again with distribution, I don't know what Hasbro's doing. I go to the stores. There are big holes in the shelves where there's nothing.
Yeah.
They've shown three waves. Was it three waves now of that line?
Well, no, I think it's two, right, of the single cards.
Maybe.
Because there's the wave with Luke, X-Wing, Han Bespin, and Lando Skiff.
Yeah.
That's one. And then the next wave after that is the indoor wave. And okay. Then there's two packs, too.
Well, the one before that was the two packs might be... That's the other thing. They're not keeping it clear, like, here's one wave, and we've got some two packs and some single carded.
Yeah.
If you go to Hasbro's website, the pictures are like... They only have pictures of the newest stuff that they've shown, plus maybe one or two of the other ones. So you don't know what's a wave, what's coming out. But whatever it is, that first wave that came out with the Luke Jedi and everything, we each got one of those. I saw those out once.
Yeah, I haven't seen Luke Jedi again.
And that was it. And they're showing new product that I would love to buy and love to pay for, but... What is that?
Empty
is that going to happen? Is that going to come out? I don't even know. I don't even know if there's a toy line. So Hasbro, if anybody's listening, you gotta just solidify. Say, look, this is what we're doing. Here's when you'll get it, and make it and send it to stores. Send it to stores so that they will put it on the shelf.
And this isn't just a thing where it's like there's no current media, and so it's like not a huge thing right now. The Star Wars Rebels series is doing pretty well from what I can gather.
They do have some Rebels stuff out, but that's. The other thing, they're kind of mixing in the Rebels thing with the other...
But that's good, man. If they want to mix the Rebels in those same cases and get them out like that, that's fine. But that means get them out.
Right.
If you have a current show going, you need to get product on the shelves.
Right.
Well, it's on the air, well, you know?
Something that's confusing to me is I haven't seen a definitive... I know they've made all the characters, but since the other things are mixed in with the packs... Like, if I was a kid and I was into Rebels, you can't go to the store and say, I want this guy and this guy and this guy and this guy and I want all these... You're going to have the 1-2 pack of, you know, the monster looking dude and the other.
That's
guy,
all I see.
And then, you know, maybe a vehicle or something, but that where's the other? I want like.
Where's the guys?
Make it a separate thing. And they've gone through this with all the other lines of just kind of muddying it up, getting it confused. And that's why I like the Black Series, because they said, okay, we're going to separate this, and this is something else, which now they're turning into just any character from anything.
Now. Yep.
Anyway. I don't mean to get on that, but I'm just saying, Hasbro, I would like to see some, you know, put out some of the product that you've shown people. I don't understand these toy companies not putting out toys and expecting to...
To be able to sell this, to
make customers happy or whatever.
Yeah, it's a shame, man.
I don't know.
It took so long for us to get that Luke Jedi out that I would hate to think that the figures that we've just seen, that it's going to take another year to get those out. Like, it's...
Well,
that would be crazy.
Yeah. For what I'm reading online, too, it's not just us. Like, other people are starting to notice this, too. They're saying stuff like, yeah, I would probably pick this up if we even see it in stores. Like, if it ever even comes out. Nobody...
That's crazy, man. And Hasbro... just keep showing product and not get it out?
Hasbro was never like that before.
Yeah, they're
and
definitely
it, and
that
it
now.
Seems like with their Marvel stuff, like with Captain... With the Avengers figures are already starting to hit the new one, mm-hmm. or the new ones. And They got the Guardian stuff out real quick. I know they have new movies coming out, but Star Wars is one of your mainstays, and don't let it go the way of G.I. Joe where you just there's just nothing.
Yeah, you just have that license and don't really do anything with it.
All right. Enough of that. What else?
The rest of mine is all movie stuff.
Okay. So we'll get back on to movie stuff. Before we get further into movies, I want to invite somebody on.
A guy that I
bumped into here at the grocery store. His name's Alan. And Alan, you wanna come on and do your thing?
How you doing? My name's Alan.
I did this podcast and we talked about comics and comic films and things like that, and you said that you love comic movies, is that correct?
I do love comic films.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
We're big fans here.
Yeah, we love comics too. So you're doing a top five. You have a top five list.
I didn't think we were going to do a top five, but Alan's
got a
top
five. Well,
we're not,
but Alan's got a top five.
That's great.
Let's hear it. Alan, why don't you kick it off and do a top five.
Top five comic films. Give him a drum roll.
Do a drum roll here.
There it is.
Do I have to wait for you to
No,
you
just,
to stop
you just the, stop if you talk over him, he'll stop.
Okay, that's funny.
Number five is the movie Red, starring Bruce Willis and Catherine Zeta-Jones, I think.
Yeah, that's a comic film, yeah.
Yeah, it was made on comic film.
It's kind of weird to put that in your top five, but okay.
It made me laugh.
Hmm.
Number four is...
Not really sure.
Hold on, I'll drop my list.
Are you sure that...
Okay, I'm ready. Number four is Naked Gun, 33 and a third. I didn't know they made 33 of those movies, but I was laughing quite a bit from that film.
Okay, I think maybe
I think
your list is flawed here.
I don't think that was...
Plus, I don't know if I'd put Naked Gun 33 and a third before the original on anything.
Yeah,
there were
two movies before that. It's odd that you picked the third one.
Well, that's the one that I remembered. So
comic.
So I liked it.
Not really sure if we're on the same page.
Sorry. I'm a little. If you don't like my picks, you know I'm a little nervous.
It's a high profile show.
Yeah,
so
we have a lot of
likes.
Okay,
you can see on Facebook there's likes.
Well, number three is Dumb and Dumber 2.
Oh.
The one that just came out.
Already on your top five, huh?
That
got on there pretty quick.
Hold on a second. I think there's a miscommunication here because. The first one was kind of based on a comic movie, but the rest don't seem to be comic movies at all.
No, it seems like maybe you didn't understand the word comic,
like
in the same context that we have as comic.
Like you're doing comedy films.
Yeah, like this is a comedy list with comics in the film.
Well. Yeah, that's right. The comics, like Jerry Seinfeld and John Ritter.
John Ritter, oof.
You know the comics. The comics.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think you.
I don't know if you need to finish your list.
I don't think
you
understand.
Well, number two is. Revenge of the Nerds 2.
Okay. You gotta leave.
Here's the thing, man. Even if you have a comic list, the fact that you're picking sequels that aren't as good as the originals for the list, you would have to leave just based on that.
Yeah, you gotta go.
You gotta go, Alan.
Don't
come back.
Okay.
Yeah, get out of here.
Make sure that's locked.
I locked it. Okay.
Don't pick these guys up at the grocery stores.
I'm sorry. He had me fooled. He said, I love comic movies. I have a top five list, is what he said.
Did he bring this up? Did you bring up that you had a podcast?
I don't remember how it came. I think I had I don't remember.
Then.
I was talking on the phone or something. He overheard me talking about comic movies or something. I don't remember how it happened exactly, but that was a mistake.
Red?
I know.
Hmm.
It wasn't funny or a comic movie.
Didn't they do a
movie.
Sequel to Red?
They did.
I'm surprised that wasn't on his list.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
That's odd.
That is odd.
I'm a little curious about what his number one was going to be.
Was his list still here?
No, he took it with him.
Well, maybe run into him again.
I hope not.
Maybe you can get him to do a top five comedy list, and he'll do more of the comic book films for that.
If he even knows they exist.
He may not know anything about them.
Okay.
He probably gets all his films from Blockbuster still.
Which doesn't exist. Okay. Here's something else, kind of going back to this Yahoo news article rant. It's just ridiculous. Something they keep pushing. They've been doing this for a couple of months now, and they stopped for a little bit, and then last week it happened again.
They brought it back.
Where they said, Jesse Eisenberg may have shaved his head to be Lex Luthor.
Really?
What? First of all, who cares? Second of all, you're still speculating about this? They know everything else about
that
movie.
Didn't they have a picture where it was pretty obvious that he had on like a wig or something like that?
They had a picture that they thought was a wig. He's already got stupid curly...
I don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care about his Lex Luthor. I don't care
either.
About the film.
I didn't click on the article, but I just thought it was odd that they brought that up again. It's like, you guys still don't have any real photographic proof. You don't have any publicity stills from the film. You don't have any on-site people.
I'm sure some people are already saying that his performance as Lex Luthor was the best Lex Luthor
ever.
I'm
sure that they are.
There's somebody already saying that somewhere.
I'm sure they're saying that for sure.
Yeah.
So anyway... why don't you just wait? Why don't you just wait and see?
Yeah, do we need to know every bit of speculation that
you could
possibly come up with?
It doesn't matter. I don't think he's going to be good for that anyway.
Because you know why? And this brings up something here. Because they don't use the comics as blueprints for anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's a visual medium.
I know where you're going.
It's a visual medium. But they do things that look nothing like the characters in the comics.
Yeah.
We've got Jason Momoa saying Aquaman will not be blonde. He's not going to dye his hair for this movie. It's going to be he's going to be Jason Momoa.
Be Jason Momoa.
He's going to be Jason Momoa. They've cast an African-American guy as Jimmy Olsen, just like they did an African-American guy for Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
And, you know, the caliber of the actor, that's fine. He may do a fine job in these roles. I just don't understand the constant point of taking a visual medium and erasing the fact that it's a visual medium and going, okay, we don't want it to look like the comic. We don't want any of this to look like a comic.
Right.
We don't need to look at the comics. It doesn't need to be a character that looks like the comic.
It seems like
making
decisions solely based on race.
Yeah, and to also to put a thing on Yahoo or something like that to say, hey, look, they've made an African American guy, Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah, it's to get publicity, and
that's all it is.
There's arguments from that side, and I don't want to really get into all that, but it seems somewhat disrespectful, and
I think it's incredibly disrespectful.
If you want to have, let's say, the people who are saying this are saying that basically, you know, one side is not getting a fair shake, and so we're going to do this because we're going to update it. We're going to update it, as if now in the modern world, like, white people don't exist as much. I don't know what they're trying to say by updating it, except making it PC. But I think I know where you're going. Is what I was about to say.
It's like, and I had a discussion with somebody about this with a girl that came into the comic shop that we were talking about the Thor being turned into a girl.
Yeah.
And it was just like, and she was even making the point that don't they think that they can create a new female character and she won't be successful, that they have to make her into a female? And the same thing applies across the board, where you've changed this one into a Hispanic female. You don't think you can create a Hispanic female character, so you'll just make the Question a Hispanic female character.
Right.
Or you don't think you can create a successful African-American superhero, so you'll make Captain America one, and you'll do this, or you'll do that. And it's just like... for me, I would find that offensive. If I was an African-American male, I would go... well, why do you have to turn that character into my race?
Right.
Don't you think that I could be successful as a new character? Like that my race could be a successful new character?
Right.
That I could forge new ground or something like that?
That's what
it's just like that. That to me is horrendous.
That's what I was going to say. It's
setting that standard where it's like, well, we don't think any minorities can be successful characters, so we have to take these other characters and make them into minorities.
Or to give them to you in the package that you have already accepted. Like Captain America is a pre-accepted package,
yeah,
because the movies are hot
exactly
right now, and so we're gonna.
I find that offensive. I find that incredibly offensive.
I do too. And make new characters for one, two. There are already characters that exist that are,
yeah,
you know, could be successful if you if you give them a fair shake instead of just being like, oh, well, we're going to throw this in. Like Falcon, I would like a Falcon movie.
I would too.
But they just throw him in Captain America.
Yeah.
That's fine. I don't mind that he was in there, but you know, if you want to do something, go ahead and do that. Make a new character.
And this isn't a stance of just Caucasian characters being turned into something else. Because
right.
I would be as offended if Marvel came out and said, we're doing Black Panther the movie, and it's going to star Ryan Gosling.
Right.
I'd be like, what are you doing? That's right. So stupid.
Wrong.
That's horrible.
It's stupid.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
I would be just as offended across the board on all those cases, because it's not right. Like, you're divorcing yourself from the things that inspired it.
Right.
And you're also saying that you don't think that these certain things could work.
Right.
As characters or as new things or something like that. And I just think it's just stupid, man. It just gets old.
We've had this conversation before. It seems like a publicity stunt.
It really does.
And every time you hear it now, it's kind of just like roll your eyes and throw your hands up in the air, because they're just jumping on a bandwagon is what it is. It's not making a conscious, thoughtful decision. It's not trying to cast the right person and I'm saying the right person because I mean the person that looks like, you know, the character from the comic. And the same thing, like with Blade, if they made Blade somebody else, if they made Blade a female, even if she was still black, I would be like, what are you doing?
And we've had this conversation on the show before, and I admit it, there has been successful times where they changed it and it did work.
Right.
Like Michael Clarke Duncan, I thought, made a good Kingpin in the Daredevil movie. I thought he did a fine job. And I thought that Billy Dee Williams did a good Harvey Dent, you know? But at the same time, I won't say that I agree with the decision they made to do that. You know, it's like, you didn't have to do that. You know, like, you're doing certain things just to do them, or just to create publicity, or create a controversy, or something like that, or get people to notice something. And at that point, it's just like, you're not making the right decision just to make to do it or something like that. And I mean, if that makes me unpopular to say those things, and I'm sorry, then maybe you're not understand, maybe I'm not making myself clear enough in how I'm saying it. But it's not, again, it's not stemming from a standpoint of don't change all the Caucasian characters. It's really don't change any of the characters. I really don't feel like it's fair either way.
It's not, and same thing. I don't mean to offend. I love, even not to make it a race thing. Like even the gender thing.
Ghostbusters. Like,
we'll go there. I like women characters.
Mm-hmm.
I love women characters. I like a strong woman character.
Me
like
too.
Kill Bill was awesome. I think Scarlett Johansson and as
Black Widow. Yeah,
great character.
I think
like
she does
that
great
character.
Yep.
Okay, but you don't need to change other like who are you trying to please? Like I don't get it.
With the Ghostbusters thing and the all female reboot.
Yeah, let's get.
That's all I keep saying is all female Ghostbusters, all female Ghostbusters, all female Ghostbusters. Right. It's not that you're casting the actors that you want for roles. It's that you're just blatantly shoving it in everybody's face. This is all female Ghostbusters.
See?
This is all female Ghostbusters.
See?
This is all female Ghostbusters.
See? See, it's different. See, go see it just because it's different.
Okay, we got it. It's all female Ghostbusters. Right. You have an agenda. You definitely have an agenda. You want to shove it down everybody's throat that this is all female Ghostbusters. It's not we're doing another Ghostbusters movies and all the characters of this story happen to be female.
Right.
And these are the actors. It's blatantly the first thing you read, all female Ghostbusters.
Right.
Oh my God, we get it.
Yeah, we get it.
I would go see a movie about four women that are paranormal investigators that is a comedy.
Right.
I would see that.
Right.
It's not Ghostbusters, though. Ghostbusters is Ray, Peter, Egon, Winston. That's Ghostbusters.
Right.
If you want to make a all-female investigative team, call them the Ghost Grabbers or do this or the Ghost Hunters or something like that. But it's not Ghostbusters.
This comes back to Hollywood not being able to generate any original ideas.
No.
They're not able to take a risk. They're taking risks. They're taking risks on Seventh Son and Jupiter Ascending and taking risks on things like that.
Taking the wrong risks.
But they're taking the wrong risks. Now, this cast, I don't know if we talked about it on here before. I know we've talked about it, and back months and months ago when they were talking about maybe doing a female cast, I said, well, it's going to be Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, we said that,
Kristen Wiig and whatever. You know what? Because those are the funniest women in film right now,
mm-hmm.
on TV and movies, whatever. Great team. I thought Bridesmaids was hilarious.
I did too.
It's hilarious. Melissa McCarthy has me laughing pretty much every time I see her, and I've seen her other. I saw Tammy.
Yeah.
Which turned out to not be that funny of a movie overall, but she was funny. I like her. I like all of them. But they're not. Well,
it's
why,
not Ghostbusters.
Why are you making it a Ghostbusters?
Why is it Ghostbusters?
Why?
That's like
it's,
saying
it's only to take that name and slap it on something.
On something
so it's
else.
A, so you get automatic ticket sales.
Which it's going to do the opposite, I think.
Because
it is so polarizing. I've seen so many people that are like, this is stupid. Why are you touching Ghostbusters? Whereas if you just came out and said, we're doing a movie with these four actresses that's going to be a funny comedy about them chasing paranormal activity.
Right.
People would be all about it.
That would
change the whole game.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Everybody would be like, oh, that's going to be funny. It's going to be the same team that brought you Bridesmaids. It's going to be funny. But the minute you call it Ghostbusters,
you're comparing
it to the original Ghostbusters,
which is
Ghostbusters.
It's a beloved film. There's a reason why people... And to be quite clear, at this point, since Harold Ramis died and Bill Murray's not in it, I don't want any Ghostbusters movie.
I don't either.
I don't want a new cast.
I don't want it at all.
I want it to end. I don't want Andy Samberg to come in and be...
I'm totally in agreement. The minute they started saying new recruits and things like that, yeah. I've said all along, I don't want to see that.
Just forget about it.
Ghostbusters is those four guys. Right. That's Ghostbusters.
Do something else.
You've ingrained in us that is Ghostbusters. Through the two movies and through all those... When you do something so perfectly as that first Ghostbusters film, that's it. That's what it is. You don't change it after that. It's like somebody coming out and saying Kate Beckinsale is going to be in an action-adventure film set in the 1930s where she's an archaeologist and she gets on these adventures and she gets in these trouble. I'd be like, okay, that sounds pretty cool.
Sounds cool.
It's called Indiana Jones.
It's called Indiana Jones.
That doesn't sound cool anymore.
Yeah.
Because that's not cool. Right. Indiana Jones is those films. It's Harrison Ford in those films. That's Indiana Jones. That's not an Indiana Jones. You've described a different character completely that's in the same kind of circumstances, but if you just called it something else, I would go see that movie.
Yeah, you can do a movie in a genre without having it be the exact same thing.
Yes.
It's like they keep recycling just these... It's everything. They did Total Recall. They did RoboCop. Mm-hmm. They did... They cannot say... Wait, it's nobody in Hollywood apparently is saying, hey, wait a second, I have an idea. And it's kind of like this thing, and it maybe borrows from this over here, but it's my idea,
it's something.
I have a story that I'd like to tell, and we're going to make a movie for a new generation of people to cling on to and have a good memory of it and grow up with.
Yep.
But they're not doing that. They're saying, all these people...
What can we remake?
All these people remember things from their childhood that were great, and yeah, you know what? They were great. Let's ruin it.
Let's use that name.
Let's do that.
Let's just use that name and do something else with it, but use that name.
And I think it's partly people our age that grew up with those things also, and they love them, but they've just inundated themselves with it, and I think they literally cannot think of anything else. They just say, well, okay, this is, okay, let's go.
This is it.
I love this.
I love
this.
Let
me do it. It's like doing a crappy drawing of something, of your favorite thing.
Yeah.
Oh, here's some fan art. Well, it sucks.
It's terrible.
Which is fine if it sucks, but guess what? You don't post it on the internet.
And say it's this.
And make it like a legitimate thing. I don't know.
Speaking of things that weren't very good, the Fantastic Four trailer hit.
Yeah. Some people...
Looks nothing like the Fantastic Four to me. It's dark. It's brooding. It's really... It's very Nolan.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like a Christopher Nolan movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so sick of the Christopher Nolan dark comic book films that's become your thing. How do we make this dark and realistic?
That's the other thing, too.
How do we make these characters seem like they have angst? How do we do that?
Yeah. That's it.
Roger Corman did the best Fantastic Four film, and it's going to still stand as the best Fantastic Four film.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't know why, once again with change, on a different level, why the need to change? Why take a fun property?
And make it into a dreary, dark property.
And make it a dark property. If you have to do that, maybe you should just do a different property.
That's my thing all along.
Is there a demand for another Fantastic Four movie? Are people standing out in the streets with pitchforks and signs saying...
Bring back the FF, reboot it.
Please give us another Fantastic Four movie.
We need it.
We need it. I don't remember people liking the last ones.
I don't think they did. And I got to say that, I mean, I like the Roger Corman film. And I think it's, even though it's cheesy and, you know, the effects aren't the best.
It's the closest
to what Fantastic Four is.
Yeah.
And even though I'm not a huge fan of those, the ones with Chris Evans and those guys in it, I think that even just from what I've seen in the trailer, that got Fantastic Four a lot more than this gets Fantastic Four. Right. This is somebody putting their own spin on Fantastic Four. And if you want to put your own spin on something, just go do something new. How about that? How about you go do something new? Instead of you just recycle the same old thing like we've been talking about for the last 20 minutes. It's getting out of hand, man. It's just nothing but, I'm going to put my spin on this. Oh. This will be my take on it.
What if?
Go away.
Imagine this is being...
Everyone go away.
We got Fantastic Four. How are we going to market it? What's the take? Jim, go.
What if we made it darker?
What if we made it gritty yep. and more realistic?
What if it was gritty and edgy? What if it's edgy and darker?
What about edgy?
You know what, Jim? I think you've hit the nail on the head.
That's good. How about we make Dr. Doom, instead of being this like real comic book villain that's does like comic booky type of things, let's make him a blogger.
What if he's involved in the internet
what
somehow?
What if he hacks things? What if he hacks into things?
What can we do for a villain?
What if he hacks?
What if he...
How about that?
What if he was involved in the internet?
What if he's a hacker? What if he's a hacker slash blogger?
You mean he's got a...
Kids
know,
love the computer.
You mean he can figure out passwords and things?
What if we gave him an iPod?
Mm.
What if he's got an iPhone?
What if he has an iPhone?
What if he's got two iPhones?
One for each hand.
He's got two pockets.
What if he can type extra fast?
What if he can do that? What if he can
hack into
what
things?
If he texts?
I like that.
What if he texts his threats?
I like that.
To the Fantastic Four.
What if somehow the Fantastic Four is using their phones to figure out to solve
what
mysteries?
What if they're using apps?
Oh,
what
that's
if Doom
good.
Has an app?
That's good. The Doom app.
What if he has a Doom app?
I'll tell you what. What if he's a disgruntled blogger? He creates an app.
That he hacks into.
Nobody likes it, and it sends him over the deep edge.
What if he's a blogger, and he writes a scathing editorial on the Fantastic 14?
Oh, that's edgy.
And then he gets an app. It's a good brainstorming session here.
That's exactly what
he
it's like.
He gets an app, and he downloads it, and then he's unhappy with the app. So he leaves a bad review.
Let's say he's created a virus. What if
I like
he creates
that.
A virus and he gets it into the Fantastic Four's main computer?
He can put it on a disk.
He hacks into the mainframe. How about this? Ooh. He hacks into their mainframe. And
I like hack. I like hacking.
Creates a virus. And their modem starts freaking out.
I know about computers. I know what you're saying.
You know, the Human Torch has to burn the whole place down with his firepower.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, that's how you create a villain.
Okay, hear me out here. Hear me out for just a minute. Okay, let's say he goes to a lot of forums. Okay?
Oh, ooh, yeah, okay.
And he gets on the forums and he posts, like, you know, kind of scathing comments.
Oh.
And he gets a lot of people to, like, also respond and say, yes, I also think that same comment, and that's how he gets his followers.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
What if he doesn't fight him with his muscles, or with
his with his keyboards?
But with his keyboards.
With his keyboards. That's it.
That's how it happens.
That's how it happened.
Ooh, and I know in the corner somewhere we'll have a used prototype robot.
Mm-hmm.
Who looks like Kirby the robot?
Yeah,
and he'll just be trash.
It'll
and
be garbage. It's an Easter egg.
And we'll have
an Easter egg.
We'll have the Human Torch to say, "Oh, I don't think so. I'm not trying to have that up in my crib.
No thanks.
Yeah,
I don't want that robot around me."
I've got an idea.
It's very accurate.
What if Mr. Fantastic doesn't stretch at all?
What if he's not so fantastic?
What if he's not stretchy and not fantastic? And that's why people call him that, because it's sarcasm.
Yeah.
It's a sarcasm.
What are you, Mr. Fantastic?
Oh, I see your hair is dipping down in your face and you've got your bangs all cut, all jagged and in your face. Is that because you're so fantastic?
Oh, you look really fantastic.
Oh, do you like to stretch? I'll tell you what. We'll take his stretchy power and we replace it with internet prowess. He can search like nobody's business.
Yeah.
He's able to find things on Google Maps.
Using an app.
He can use an app.
He can always say, I've got an app for that.
That's a good idea.
He's got an app for that.
If the invisible girl doesn't have an invisible jet.
What if she's only invisible online?
What if she's...
Oh, hmm? That's good. That's good.
Nobody can see her online. She's always switched to invisible.
Who the heck is typing this?
Invisible
where,
girl.
Where's this text, where did this blog come from? We can't track the IPC code.
It's like she's gone invisible. And what if the torch has firewalls?
That's genius. That's genius. Can't get past his firewall. That's why they call him the Human Torch.
The Human Torch.
That's his handle online.
He's got firewalls. He's got firewalls and fireballs.
Oh, what about the Thing? He's still a rock.
Yeah,
he's still a rock.
He's
man.
Still just a rock.
He's a rock man.
Yeah,
that's great.
That was
it's completely accurate.
That's what's happening.
As to what's happening.
That's
days.
What's happening. It's silly. I'm tired of the cyber terrorist guy who's going to take over the world with his computer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Let me give you a prediction. If there's a cyber terrorist and we know who it is and he's making a name for himself and he's going to take over the world, give me $5. I'll fly over to wherever he is and punch him in the face for you.
Are you going to pay for the plane ticket?
Okay, I need more than $5. Give me like, what, $395?
I lost money on this deal.
I shouldn't have made this promise. I'll do it the old-fashioned
way. Okay, what kind of airfare can I get for $495? I got to make something on this deal.
I'm tired of the cyber terrorist.
I am too. It's ridiculous. I want just bad guys with guns. That's what I want.
I want a bad guy who's bad because he's evil.
I want that.
And he says, you know what? I've got dastardly things on my mind. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make them happen. You know what? I'm going to tie a girl up and hang her above a shark tank. See if you can get her.
Mm-hmm.
You going to get her? I don't know.
Maybe not. I would say that repeatedly back when I was talking about, when we used to read the Motu Classics bios on the back,
yeah,
and how they were trying to make Skeletor into this like sympathetic character.
Oh, yeah.
Before he turns into Skeletor. And I'm like, I don't want that. Skeletor is just a bad guy. How about he's just a bad guy?
And he's just bad.
I don't need to know that he was in these race wars and he feels like a left-out child and all these different things. I don't want that. Same with Michael Myers in the Halloween reboot. I want Michael Myers to just be some crazy evil dude that just goes off the deep end. He's just a mean guy. How about bad guys that are just bad guys?
They're just bad because
they're just bad guys.
That's, yeah.
Because there are people like that in the real world. You know, there's people that do evil things just because they're doing evil things.
Right.
You know, like...
And even if there aren't, we don't need the ultra realism all the time. I heard a great quote the other day from a comic book artist who said it. I don't remember who said it, but he said,
probably Chuck Jones. That's straight out of Chuck Jones.
Straight out of Chuck Jones. It might have been
Marcus.
It might have been about Jack Kirby or Qbert or somebody. Anyway, but he was saying. He said, history is what men have done, and art is what men should do.
That's good.
That's good.
That's good.
That's why you have comic books, because...
That's a great comic.
You're looking up to, you know, the nobility that we want to have and that we want people to have.
Yeah.
Not to dumb it down to say, hey, this is,
yeah,
you know...
That's my problems with Man of Steel. That's not... The ideal, that's what I would do in that situation, and that's not what I want to see. I don't want to see what I would do in this situation. I want to see what the hero would do.
Exactly.
In this situation.
Exactly. And if you see the hero do it enough, it might come
you
to
might
a time
do it.
And you, where you say, no, I'm
Look
taking
at the
this
Rocketeer.
Path.
Look what he's doing in that movie.
Look what he did.
Things that you would hope that you would do in those situations, but he does it because he's the hero.
Right.
You know, you're watching the hero.
You're watching the
do
hero
those
do
things.
It.
Like, oh, he could take the easy way out or do this or do that. Like Superman, Man of Steel, where Superman took the easy way out at the end. But I want to see the hero not take the easy way out. I want to see him fight his way through and persevere and do the right thing, you know?
Because
it's the right thing
to
do.
Because it's the right thing.
No.
To his own detriment.
We're coming up on an hour now, so we
should
probably...
That's way too much time. All right.
Wrap her up.
Wrap it up.
I'll take it.
I'll put in one last comment. They showed there's a Super Bowl...
The Terminator thing?
The Terminator, yeah.
Yeah.
More footage. It still doesn't look good.
It's a giant flipping bus and somebody riding a motorcycle on top of it.
That's what I want to get to. Are we done yet with the large vehicle flipping on a bridge highway?
Yeah.
around traffic.
In slow-mo.
They did that back in Matrix 2 or 3, whichever one
they,
that was.
They do it all the time
now. They've been doing it all over the place. And now, here's Terminator. This is like a beloved, you know, although the last two were so-so, but this is supposedly Arnold's coming back and this should be like a big deal. You haven't treated it with any respect. No. You're just kind of throwing out whatever you got. Yeah. Okay.
I do want to say real quick here that we are going to be doing another one of the brackets soon. And it's going to be where we did the comic book film bracket, where we broke it down and had people online get the bracket and vote what they thought it was and then send it over to us. We're going to do the same thing again, but it's going to be with sci-fi films or franchises.
Yes.
We're not going to include Star Wars, which may make us unpopular, but we kind of consider that more science fantasy or fantasy films as opposed to science fiction films, and it would probably win.
It would probably just win everything.
And that's not really what we want to see. We want to see variety amongst everybody. So Star Wars is out, but we're going to post the bracket in within the next few weeks here, and we'll start getting things rolling for either the next show or the next one after that.
We also have a word from our sponsor before we leave.
Oh, yeah. You want to cue that tape up?
It's cued.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Okay.
Are you happy with your shiny metal endoskeleton, but feel your aging exterior bioflesh could use a boost? Well, you're in luck. Jor-El Skincare Products is expanding their range of beautification with a new line of lotions exclusively for cyborgs. With this miraculous topical cream, you'll time travel to when you were younger. You'll be back with a radiant glow that can only be paralleled by the polish of steel underneath. Jor-El. No longer just for humans and Kryptonians.
Whoa, Jor-El. All right,
Jor-El. Thank you, Brendan, for reminding us.
Yeah,
we got to get the ads out because
gotta get that money.
He's been upset. Jor-El has been upset with us. Okay, this has been Mike and James with Action Features 2015, baby. It's good to be back.
It's so 2000 late.
It's 2008.
Yep. Hit the music.
2000 and
hit the music.
I don't get it.
Where's that music? Well, your button's not working? Are you on silent? Oh, there it goes.
It was on silent.
It was on silent.